It's designed to prepare new moms and soon-to-be moms for all aspects of having a baby. It's called Beyond the Bump, an event which originated a few years ago in Rochester, and for the first time it comes to downtown Buffalo tomorrow from 10 until 2 at the Hyatt. One of its co-creators, Monica Infante, stopped by the WBFO studios. From where did it find its inspiration? Where did this come from?
Sure. I think that when I was pregnant with my first child, I felt like I was very prepared. I read the books and I went to the hospital birthing class and all of that. And I just felt very prepared for everything that was going to be coming my way. And not feeling prepared really started in the delivery room. I ended up having a C-section, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with a C-section. I just wish that I hadn't had one. And I think it probably could have been avoided if I had been more prepared.
Okay.
And then, you know, my recovery.
Which right there might be a huge surprise for any pregnant woman, right? I mean, most
sure.
would, I guess my assumption is that, you know, you're going to have a C-section because you're going to have a C-section because of your body type or the way the birth is coming. But you're
sure.
saying that maybe there's ways to avoid that?
Yes. You know, there are a lot of studies that show that reducing the number of interventions that you have, for instance, epidurals or, you know, being induced and that kind of a thing can potentially decrease your risk. And there are a lot of other things that can also decrease your risk of having a cesarean. And even just comfort measures and kind of getting you nice and calm and relaxed and helping getting in different positions to open up your pelvis. Those types of things can really help with progression and reduce your, you know, the feeling that you need an epidural. So there are a lot of different ways for women to be supported, both from an education standpoint and then having that support in the delivery room that I was unaware of.
Education and resolving the misconceptions of birth appear to be at the heart of Beyond the Bump. 12 seminars will cover a wide range of issues, including the confusion of the roles played by midwives and doulas.
So a birth doula is basically a support person for you and your partner during labor and delivery. They don't provide medical care. Some of them are licensed massage therapists. Those are sort of... It's really great when you find one that's a licensed massage therapist. But they really kind of talk you through what you can do to be comfortable. She can say, you know, this is what you need to do to provide that support. So she can really provide specific instructions so that the dad or the partner doesn't feel helpless and they really feel like they're part of the process.
Best-selling pregnancy and parenting author Ann Douglas will make it to Buffalo to lead some of the seminars. Infante believes resources are available to help prepare for all aspects of having a baby. Beyond the Bump looks to put people in touch with those resources.
It's businesses, big and small, and also nonprofits. You know, it's a very mission-driven, sort of heart-centered kind of a business. There's definitely a purpose for this event.
Who should come?
Anybody who's pregnant, certainly our content is really, there's a strong focus on people who are pregnant. Partners are absolutely welcome and encouraged. We also have a lot of dads who come on their own, which I think is so awesome. I just want to high five them when I see them because it's a very pink event and I love that they're coming and figuring out how they can, you know, how they can play a role.
The event looks to deal with any questions of the new mother or the soon to be mother. And Monica Infante seems to have reviewed most of the details, including overcoming one of the shortcomings of the site chosen for tomorrow's first visit of Beyond the Bump to Buffalo.
And it's at the Hyatt. And I know that one of the things that I look for when I'm finding a venue is convenient parking. And I know that's not necessarily the case there. So we are offering complimentary valet parking to people because it's a lot of pregnant women and a lot of babies in arms and carriers, and we just want it to be convenient for everyone.
Monica Infante, if somebody wanted to find out some more information about Beyond the Bump, what could they do?
Go to beyondthebumpbuffalo.com.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.